Hi, and welcome back to Hear Me Out with Casey. Today, we're going to be talking about unpopular opinions. Now, I've created a list of 10 things that I think the majority of people won't entirely agree on. We'll see, but I thought this would be kind of fun, and I'd love to hear anybody's thoughts on these. But I've written down 10 things, and we're going to go through them one by one. Okay, so the first unpopular opinion I have is that shorter nails are the way to go. Now, I find long nails beautiful. When I see them in photos with all the different designs, colors, I think they're gorgeous. However, on me, I would definitely prefer shorter nails. One reason is that I love playing the guitar or the ukulele, and I also used to play the piano a lot, so having longer nails just made it 10 times harder to play any of them. And also, I would say I'm a very hands-on person, so I love to read, I like to play music, and having shorter nails just makes everything more convenient, really. Now, whether I paint them or not, it doesn't really matter to me. I do think it's fun to paint your nails, especially when you're going out to an event, or maybe you're going on vacation, but I think for every day, just having short, bare nails is just my go-to. I just feel like they're also healthier for my nails, they feel more free, etc., etc. But yeah, short nails are the way to go. Number two is, I find joy in not having a TikTok account. I feel like almost everyone I know has TikTok, but I just don't really get the hype around it. Maybe it's because I watch YouTube Shorts or something. So that's technically my version of TikTok. But I don't know, I just don't get the hype. And I heard that it's just extremely addicting, so I just kind of stay away from that. And I myself am already an anxious person, so having TikTok, I feel, would skyrocket my anxiety. But yeah, I prefer like YouTube or just watching something on Netflix, really. My boyfriend actually told me something about how watching something longer rather than shorter is actually better for your brain. Because when you're going through a bunch of short videos, you can kind of turn your brain off and just like mindlessly scroll, but you're not really obtaining anything. Whereas if you watched a longer video, you're more likely to absorb what's going on and retain that information. I don't know what the scientific explanation of that is, but I find that I don't feel as anxious when I watch longer videos. So really, just watching a movie or TV show is probably the better way to go. Next is reading from physical books rather than from a tablet or Kindle. I've always loved the feeling of holding a physical book in my hand and flipping the pages and reading from paper compared to a Kindle or tablet where I'm just looking at a screen and it's like I'm jumping from my phone to another screen. So I kind of feel like my mental health just doesn't improve when I'm reading from a Kindle, but reading is supposed to be good for your mental health. So I just find that reading from a physical book just gives your mind a break. It allows you to step away from technology and be more in tune with the physical world. Like, even when I'm on a plane, I will bring a physical book with me. Even if it's a giant book, I will bring that thing with me. And also, I love just being attached to my books. There's a sentiment attached to it. But yeah, I just love physical books, and one day, I'm gonna manifest it here, but I'm going to have my own little library in my home with a bunch of bookshelves and just books and books and books. Next is, I think the Kia Soul is an underrated vehicle. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard people make fun of the Kia Soul. And listen, I get it. It's a box. But there's something about it that I find charming. The newer Kia Souls are actually my favorites. I love the design. I love the space that you get inside. And honestly, I think it's perfect for me because I don't need to carry around a whole lot of things. And if I were to drive, it's not going to be very long distance traveling. So for me personally, a car like the Kia Soul works for me. But I don't know, I think we should give it some more love. I feel like it has a unique shape, it's not boring, it's special in its own way, and I really want one day. Okay, next on the list is, we need to make less live action remakes. Now, I do get it. I see the vision. I see why people want live action remakes. I think they're cool, but I just don't feel like we need as much as they're making right now. Like, I heard that Moana will become a live action movie. I know How to Train Your Dragon will become a live action movie. They're gonna make Minecraft into a live action movie. But I just feel like most of the time, they don't end up the way I envisioned it. Like, for example, the Lion King remake. Oh god, that reminded me of National Geographic. Like, that was a little too animalistic to me. That had no character or charm to it. I didn't like it at all, to be honest. I'm so sorry to whoever's listening and loves the live action remake, but the original animated movie, 100 times better. So much better. And there's just so much that animation can do that live action can't. Like, there's a lot of movement and expressions that can be made through animation rather than live action. And I mentioned How to Train Your Dragon becoming a live action movie. For those of you who haven't watched it, I recommend seeing it. It's one of my favorite animated movies of all time. But when I heard that they were making a live action of it, I had mixed feelings. On one hand, I thought, oh no, this is going to be terrible, and they're going to ruin my favorite childhood movie. And on the other hand, I thought, okay, well, let's see where this goes. Because if they can exceed my expectations, I think it'll be fine. If it's nothing like the movie, I'm going to throw hands. That movie has a special place in my heart, and I am begging for them not to screw it up. But yeah, less live-action remakes, please. Let's just keep the animated movies as they are, or just create new stories. I think some people, including me, just prefer to keep the animated movies as they are, and instead have new stories be written. But we'll see what happens with these upcoming live-action remakes. Speaking of animated movies, this next one is Frozen 1, to me, is better than Frozen 2. Now, I understand why people loved Frozen 2 so much. The visuals were beautiful, it was funny. We got to know a little more about Elsa, and the love story with Kristoff and Anna continued. But honestly, I just felt like Frozen 1 was the better movie, only because Frozen 2 to me seemed a bit too convoluted. I felt like so much was going on at the same time, and I've always believed that the best movies have the best stories, and they don't have to be complicated to be good. I think the characters are what have to be complicated, but not necessarily the plot. There's something so beautifully simple about the first one that just stuck with me. And I also think the writing was better in the original movie, but that's just me. I actually wrote down, after I left the theater watching Frozen 2, how I would have rewritten it. Now, these are the things I said because I wrote them on my notes in my phone. Number one, the setting should not be limited to the Forbidden Forest. Now, I thought the Forbidden Forest was beautiful. However, I don't think they needed to stick to that one setting, and we could have traveled a little bit more. When I was watching the trailer for the second movie, in my head, I thought there would be more of an adventure, so there would be a lot more places to go travel to. We would get a lot more environmental changes. But in the movie, 90% of it, I'd say, was in the Forbidden Forest. And I think it would have been better if they ventured out of that. How to Train Your Dragon 2 does this specific thing, so you never get bored, and we're always in a new place every time. Second, the conflict should be specific to one thing. I feel like multiple conflicts were happening at the same time. There was the conflict of Kristoff trying to propose to Anna. There was an internal conflict going on with Anna. There was a calling for Elsa. There was this whole backstory of a community of people who had magic, and that tied into Arendelle somehow. There was a lot going on, and I think if the writers just made it so that there was one conflict, we could simplify things, and then we can explore the nuances of the characters themselves. Basically, there were too many external and internal conflicts going on, and we just needed to stick to one. Next, I wrote down, give more character development to Kristoff and Anna. I felt like a lot of the times they were just there just to be there, and I feel like they didn't contribute a lot to the main conflict at hand, and I just wish they had more of an influence to the story, just like how they did in Frozen 1. But yeah, that's what I wrote. As you can see, I was very passionate about this. Okay, next. Sweet potato fries are the best fries. Now, I know a lot of you are going to disagree with this, but I love my sweet potato fries. I just think they're just more exciting than regular fries. And they're healthier, so it's a win-win. But I love my sweet potato fries, especially from Red Robin, and I just feel like they're underrated. That's kind of all I have to say about sweet potato fries. But I can see why people don't like sweet potato fries just because they associate fries with something savory. But I guess when I started liking sweet potato fries, I was already in the mindset where I wanted to start eating healthier, and the experience just changed for me when I ate one. I don't know. I love sweet potato fries, and I think they're underrated, but yeah. Okay, next. Baby lotion is the way to go. I just feel like it's just more moisturizing and just more sensitive for my skin. And I know that there aren't any harsh ingredients because it's made for babies, so I just feel safer using it. It's just all around great, honestly. So I recommend using baby lotion. I specifically use the Aveeno Baby Body Lotion, but you can literally use any kind of baby lotion. The next one is, celebrities should not be put on pedestals. Now, let me clear up what I mean by this. I don't mean that we shouldn't love celebrities and love their work and what they do. When I mean put on pedestals, I mean absolutely obsess over them. Get tattoos of their faces, know what they're doing every second of every day, turning into them even. I've seen people do this and I have no idea why. But there's a threshold, I think, for being into celebrities. Once you go past that threshold, you're in the obsession territory. And from what I've seen, it can be pretty unhealthy. I think if we start to treat celebrities like normal people, not only will they feel safer, but you'll also get out of this hazy reality that you've put yourself in and start living in the real world. Now, I've done this before. I have been this person. I literally, as a teen, thought I would marry a K-pop artist. That will not happen, but I definitely convinced myself I would. But once I came back to reality, I felt like I just woke up from a dream or something. But yeah, treat celebrities like actual people, and they are strangers, you don't know them. You can be a fan of their work and what they do, but once you start heavily obsessing with them, that becomes unhealthy and things can go downhill for your mental health, etc. You see what I'm saying? So, establish a healthy connection with these celebrities. They have their own life, you have yours, and that's it really. Okay, and last but not least, going to the mall without a purpose is not fun, in my opinion. I used to think going to the mall just to browse was a fun idea, but now I just find it exhausting. There's just a lot of people around you, it's loud, and I feel like I'm aimlessly wandering, which in turn begins to heighten my anxiety because of all the stimulation. And when I finally leave the mall, I just want to go take a nap. I don't know, I just feel like lately I've been going to the mall for a purpose, whether it's to watch a movie, to get those pants that I've always wanted, but I always know what I need to do when I go to the mall. But yeah, I just feel like if I'm planning an activity with a friend or if I'm going out with my boyfriend, I would rather either go to the mall for a purpose or go somewhere else entirely different. Like lately, I just love going to parks, honestly, or just somewhere that is more relaxing and not the mall. But yeah, the mall has changed for me somehow. And if you're wondering if I'm going to the mall on Black Friday, my answer is no, I am not. I will either be shopping online or doing something completely different. I have no idea. But yeah, those are my unpopular opinions. Feel free to reach out to me if you would like to discuss these opinions further. I had a lot of fun talking about these. I think I'll do it again next time. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this fun little discussion. And thank you so much for listening. I will see you again soon.